I start with looking at the diet and suggesting that their diet should be plant-based, greens and grains, that we should eliminate as much animal fat as possible. I do like salmon. I think omega-3 fatty acids are good. They're anti-inflammatory and antidepressant. I do suggest that people eliminate sugar and dairy, as well as red meat. I recommend green tea, cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, etc. I recommend very heavily pigmented fruits. Blueberries are excellent. So I see my patients and I talk about their diet, and then I cover their supplements. I look to see what they're taking already, what vitamins, what minerals, what herbs. And I always caution them that it's very important in this whole antioxidant debate that they inform their radiation therapist or their medical oncologist about what they're taking and about what I might recommend that they take. Because, you know, many people believe that the whole way that radiation and some chemotherapy works is through creating oxidation, and that if we take antioxidants, that we may be, in addition to protecting the normal body tissues, protecting the tumor from the effects of the treatment that we're hoping to give it. I think this is a very big debate, and, you know, I don't know what the right answer is, but in patients who are being treated to be cured, I think we should err on the part of conservatism and not throw in a lot of antioxidants. I think so often people with cancer feel disabled, and many of the patients that I see were previously very active physically. And I encourage patients as soon as possible after their radiation, chemo, or surgery to get back to as much activity as they can tolerate, even if it just means standing up and down from a chair 10 times that I learned at a recent conference that I attended, or getting back to running marathons. I think physical activity is very important, and more data shows that it does prolong survival in different groups of patients with various cancers. So I encourage people to become physically active if they haven't been in the past. They might want to start with something gentle like yoga or stretching, but I do think that aerobic exercise, again, releases endorphins and is an antidepressant. Resistance exercise keeps bones strong. You know, many people suffer from bone metastases and their bones can break. I think it's important to keep bones strong. So physical exercise is something I also stress.